A contest is putting out the call for the best burger recipe in Wisconsin. The event, organized by the Madison-based Reap Food Group, is taking entries for the Burgers and Brews contest until August 8th, with winners being announced later that month. For this week's edition of Food Friday, we figure that's as good a reason as any to talk about making great burgers. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is your favorite type of burger, your favorite condiment for them? What goes into your own personal recipe? Spices, cheese, type of meat? If you've made veggie burgers of some sort, how did it go? And you have a go-to burger, restaurant, or bar in the state? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Noah Bladorn is the Events Coordinator and Farm Fresh Atlas Manager for Reap Food Group. Noah, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
And Evan Daniels is owner and chef at Cadre Restaurant in Madison. He's one of the judges in this contest this year. Evan, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, Noah, start off, please, by telling us about the competition, the burger contest that Reap Food Group is putting on. What's going on here?
Yeah, so Burgers and Brew is an annual event that we host at Reap as a fundraiser for work that we do as an organization. This year, we wanted to get a little creative with it. The idea around the event is always to connect consumers to producers in Wisconsin and showcase all of our great farmers, cheesemakers, brewers throughout the state, and let chefs like Evan do their magic with it. And this year, you know, COVID kind of presented an interesting challenge with us. So we wanted to bring it to the average local food lover. And we're kind of bringing that challenge back to you and offering you a chance to submit your own unique burger recipes along with a local beverage pairing and a chance to win $1,000.
So if I enter, I don't have to show up and cook you my burger. I just have to give you the blueprints. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yep. Just send your recipe. There'll also be a form to submit a picture or video. And then from that, our judges will take it from there.
And before we turn to one of those judges, Noah, people think burger, they might think meat burger. Does it have to be, or it could be anything that meets the definition of burger?
Definitely. Yeah. Anything that meets the definition. So I always think Burgers and Brew is a great opportunity for people to get creative with it. Evan selected or he made a veggie burger for us, and you can see that on the website. And yeah, we get everything from lamb, pork, beef to mushroom to lentil burgers. So feel free to get creative with it. I think that's the most fun part of it.
All right, Evan, you've made a burger or two in your day. You're one of the judges here. What are you looking for? What inspires you when you're trying somebody's burger?
I think burgers are really, you know, interesting way to try to chase balance. So I think a good burger, you know, has to be moist, but not too moist, have a fair amount of acid and salt. I think people often overlook bread as an important component of a burger. Having a really good bun is really important. And I would get thrown out of the state of Wisconsin if I said the cheese didn't matter. So, you know, the burgers don't need to have cheese, but let's all admit it's better with cheese.
Now, Evan, I think of burgers as a vehicle maybe for condiments. I don't always think of them as a vehicle for creativity, though, when I'm cooking. Correct me, please, because obviously people get really creative with their burgers.
Absolutely. I mean, a hamburger sort of historically was essentially sausage between bread. So, you know, think about how varied the world of sausage is. There's no reason a hamburger can't be the same way. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with a plain hamburger, because I think it's actually a pretty beautiful thing to have like really good ground beef and kind of just enjoy that flavor itself. But it's also fun to get creative with it, because the sky is really the limit. You know, that there's not a lot that's forbidden in the hamburger world. I mean, you've seen, you know, people who do donuts as buns and things like that. I'm never shocked when I see something crazy on a hamburger.
It's Food Friday. We're talking about hamburgers. A contest is on the way for a great burger. Noah Bladorn is with us with Reap Food Group. They are running this contest. Evan Daniels is one of the judges, owner and chef at Cadre Restaurant in Madison. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. When you have a burger, do you want it straightforward and simple, or do you like something a little more out there? What is your favorite burger you've ever had in Wisconsin or beyond? Do you have a go-to recipe or secret that you ought to share with us? Won't be a secret anymore if you do. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Noah, how much creativity have you seen when you've had contests in the past? How much do you expect to see this time around?
So this is the first time we're actually running the contest. But the event itself, we like Evan was saying, I think the most creative burger I did see was donuts for the buns. And that was a fan favorite that year. It runs the whole gambit at the event typically. You see the classic burger, but you get all the way to these chefs who are trying to stand out. And I think the same will come true as people submit their recipes for the contest.
All right, Evan, let's take a look at the classic beef patty. We could just shape some ground beef into a rough circle and cook it. But what kind of things can we do that will make it kind of a cut above?
Well, a big part of it is knowing the quality of the ground beef you're getting. A cheaper ground beef is typically a lot of just like ground round, which is like the leanest part of the animal mixed with fat from another part of the animal. And that's not as good as if you get something like ground chuck or ground sirloin, which are like kind of steak cuts. The marbling's more intermuscular, and so it'll have a lot more flavor, and it'll also have a more appealing texture. So that's one big component of it. And then on top of that, you know, the fun thing about hamburgers is that little changes make big differences. And so some people like their hamburger smashed so that it's a little bit drier, but they don't want to, you know, they want to do it fast so it doesn't overcook. Other people like their burgers nice and big because they want a big juicy bite. Like, there are so many variables that you can control to get to a flavor in place that you like.
And you also now shared a veggie burger recipe with us, Evan. Tell us a little bit about how this patty comes together.
Yeah. So veggie burgers are interesting because I feel like most of the time when you go to a cookout that people are doing, like there are a lot of vegetarians in this world. And so you always want to provide veggie burgers, but most of the time people don't make their own. And it's mostly because I think they're intimidated by it, but they're really pretty simple to do. The example that we have on the website and the one that I'm going to talk about now tends to be more in the style of like a garden burger. I like my veggie burgers to not be meat analogs. I like them to be very veggie forward because I feel like the whole like impossible meat sort of fake meat thing is a turnoff to a lot of vegetarians. Plus, we're in the middle of the summer right now, so I want to show off veggies wherever I can. Mm-hmm. So, the base of the burger is lentils for protein, rice, brown rice, I prefer, specifically for the starch content and as a binder. And then you essentially boil those in a flavorful liquid, whatever kind of stock or broth that you want, and then fold in a lot of the kinds of vegetables that you'd like to see in the burger. I mean, if I was making a composed burger to that effect, I would probably want to repeat a lot of the flavors that I'm going to have in the condiments or the toppings inside of the burger. But the world is kind of your oyster inside of that. Veggie burgers can be even more diverse than regular hamburgers in a whole lot of ways.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Farida is with us in Viroqua. Farida, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about?
My favorite burger is quite different to what I find on menus here. I'm from New Zealand, and a New Zealand burger called a kiwi burger would have a patty, a slice of tomato, some lettuce, fried or poached egg, a slice of cheese, a slice of pickled beet, and then ketchup or mayo.
So that all, Farida, sounds pretty familiar to me here, except the pickled beet, which I love on its own. What does the pickled beet do for you on that burger? I guess it's just like a pickle would be.
Well, we call it beetroots in New Zealand, and it's very popular. And it's good. Tastes good in a burger.
Farida, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And Noah, we grow a beet or two here in Wisconsin. That could fit pretty well. It came from New Zealand there, but it could fit pretty well in the local produce, right?
Totally. You know, something we're really looking for with these recipes is the story, and obviously the story of the sources that you're using, but also something like, you know, you're from New Zealand and you came here and you have your own take on a burger. That's exactly what we're looking for. So definitely recommend submitting your favorite burger to this recipe contest.
All right, Farida, enter that Kiwi burger and good luck to you. It is Food Friday. We're talking to Noah Bladorn from Reap Food Group and Chef Evan Danels from Cadre Restaurant in Madison, talking about burgers and a contest to find the best burger, especially one that uses maybe some local products along the way. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite ingredient or condiment that has to go on your burger? Favorite bun, favorite kind of cheese, meat, veggie, cooking secret, you name it, or a question for our guests about some advice? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our Food Friday talk with Noah Bladorn from Reap Food Group and Chef Evan Danels from Cadre Restaurant in Madison, part of a statewide competition seeking entries for the best burger recipe. And we're talking about how to up our burger game. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Joel is with us in Kaukauna. Joel, hi.
It's not Joel, it's Joe.
Joe, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay. My comment is what I live for is going to the firefighters' picnics. They have the best hamburgers.
Joe, how do you get invited? Because I've walked by fire stations when they're out grilling, and it smells awesome, but I don't want to just be like, hey, got one for me? How do you get yourself invited to a firefighter picnic?
No. These are public events.
Oh, public ones. Okay. I just walk by when they're cooking for themselves. That makes sense.
No. And then, because last year it was all canceled, and then I went to the first one, which was in Kellersville, Wisconsin. And like I said, it doesn't matter where you go. It's just the ambiance, and it's great.
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. Maybe you'll get some good entries from firefighters around the state.
Hey, that's a new audience that we're going to have to reach out to.
Thanks a lot for calling in, Joe. Hey, we better talk about cheese a little bit. As you mentioned earlier, Noah, do you have a favorite cheese for your burgers?
You know, our staff, we just had a recipe contest and grill out this last Tuesday. And for me, what I did, I did a goat cheese from Dream Farm out in Cross Plains. And I thought that worked really well. I mixed it with a little honey and mustard. And I thought that added just a nice creaminess to that burger and something different.
And Evan, how, as a chef, do you work in different kinds of cheese to get the right kind of balance and mix?
Well, the kind of cheese that I like on a burger is usually, I try to have it be as complimentary to the ingredients as I can, but I also have a tendency to kind of fixate on things as I discover them. For instance, Landmark Creamery came out with a Taleggio this year that I got mildly obsessed with, and the flavor of that over a tomato with a burger would knock your socks off.
Taleggio, and I have not had that. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Taleggio is it's a cheese that's classically used in Italian food. It's a pretty pungent cheese. So it's not for the faint of heart. I think for people who are a little more familiar, it has a very similar texture and flavor profile to like a triple cream brie.
All right. That sounds great. Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Scott is with us in Milwaukee. Scott, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to ask about, Scott?
Well, I guess my question is, I have discovered in various grocery stores where you can now obtain what is called a prime rib burger, for the New York Strip Burger, and they are wonderful. And my question is, am I actually getting prime rib that is ground into this nice patty of the New York Strip? Or am I maybe should be not paying that premium price for it? And what exactly am I getting in that burger?
Scott, thanks for the call. I'll throw that one at you, Evan. Have you seen this? They're serving prime rib burger meat or New York Strip burger meat, sounds like in pre-shaped patties at his grocery.
Yes. So traditionally, that's made with the trim from when they butcher and portion the steaks. So, you know, steaks aren't going to be perfectly, like the whole subprimal that they cut the steaks out of won't be the perfect shape to produce a very specific amount of steaks. And grocery stores do a lot of volume, so there will always be end pieces or pieces that don't meet their specifications specifically for a steak. And so oftentimes they'll grind those up and sell them as a more premium burger. As long as you trust, there isn't a lot of check and balance in that particular system. So as long as you trust your grocer and you think it's better, it probably is made out of the steak that they're claiming.
Thanks a lot for the call, Scott. And Noah, can you talk about the supply side of burger meat here in the state? I mean, we think of cheese a lot coming from Wisconsin. Do we have a lot of, you know, that kind of premium burger meat coming from Wisconsin?
Yeah. So a reason we throw this event is to showcase our Farm Fresh Atlas members. So Reap Food Group, we're an organization, a nonprofit based out of Madison, and our mission is to make good food grown well, accessible to all. And a part of that, we put together a publication for consumers to find local food sources that they can trust and who raise their food ethically. If you go to farmfreshatlas.org, you can, it's basically a search engine. And what you can do is you can type in whatever ingredient you're looking for, including beef, lamb, pork, whatever you want to put in your burger, and you can find all the local sources you need surrounding you.
Let's go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Richa is with us in Milwaukee. Richa, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to tell us about?
So I've been here in the U.S. from like the past 6 months, and I am really glad to hear on your show that the people are really talking about veggie burgers, because I couldn't find one in the past 6 months. So there's one recipe that I used to get back home, and I started preparing it right here in U.S. It's with cottage cheese. So basically, the patty would be cottage Indian cheese, which is then dipped into a batter filled with spices, and which is then coated with certain breadcrumbs or chips, flavored chips. It could be jalapenos, Mexican-style chips, anything. And that becomes the patty, and with mustard sauce and with the bun and separate veggie, whichever the people like, there's a burger. And it is a pretty good one, which I did not find one in U.S.
All right, Richa, thanks for sharing that with us. Maybe you can enter it into the contest too. Evan, a cottage cheese, and I think I heard bulgur in there, and bread, like a lot of things going into this patty. Have you tried anything like that, or does that inspire you to try it yourself?
Absolutely not. That sounds pretty fantastic, though. I'm intrigued.
Thanks a lot for that call, Richa. And Evan, you gave us a veggie burger recipe. Again, it's online at WPR.org/Food Friday. And we can buy veggie burgers frozen at stores a lot. Some of them are pretty good. Can you make the case, though, to make our own?
Yes. You know, I think you'll be shocked when you look at how inexpensive it is to manufacture your own veggie burgers. And then you also have the ability to have fresh ingredients put into it rather than ones that have been probably manufactured sometime before and stored in a freezer. They don't take very long to make. The recipe that we included probably takes 45 minutes from beginning to end, roughly, to do. And most of that is just things simmering in a pot. So, you know, it's really not difficult to do, and you can always freeze them yourself and save them for later.
Thanks a lot for the call. It's just our last couple of minutes. We've got another recipe, Noah, that you sent along to us, Stalzi's Spring Double Cheesy Burger. It's at WPR.org/Food Friday. Just in a few moments, can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so this is from Chef Joe Happy. He's the executive chef at ID at the Delafield Hotel in Delafield, Wisconsin. he we worked together for a little bit a few years ago, and I went out to visit his restaurant and ordered the burger. This is what it is. So you can, if you go over to ID, you can buy this off the menu. As soon as I had a bite, I told him he needed to enter the contest. This is like the butter burger from Culver's perfected. It is delicious. It's incredible. So yeah, I would recommend going out to the website, checking it out. And if that's kind of your kind of thing, head over to ID in Delafield.
We will leave it there. Noah, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much, guys.
And Evan, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
I've been talking to Noah Bladorn, events coordinator for Reap Food Group, and Evan Daniels, owner and chef at Cadre Restaurant in Madison. They joined us for a Food Friday conversation about burgers and the Burgers and Brew Contest. You can find a couple of the recipes we talked about at WPR.org/Food Friday. And of course, you can share your burgerly wisdom over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tell us what to you makes a great burger, how you make it yourself.